Because that's the last thing I'd want to do is defraud the government of money it's owed.
Well, the IRS is looking at you. You're like America's Most Wanted, IRS style. Like they're just,
I know.
Yeah, they're trying to trick you, basically.
I'm sending them chocolates. Every holiday, I send them something edible.
Yeah.
The IRS.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Two times speed episode, everybody. Welcome to Joy Tactics. This is going to be the craziest one yet. Hey, everybody, how you doing? That'd be a good challenge.
Yeah, it would. Okay. Well, I have an idea.
That would be
so
hard.
Okay.
Drip, drip, blue, blue, drip, blue. What is that sound?
Now, it's, I want people to pause for a second. Pause. Guess. We need to play more fun, interactive games with the audience. What do you think this episode's about? And I know you already looked at the title, but some people haven't, and they just kind of just are unconscious, and maybe it played in the up next kind of thing on Spotify. What is this episode about? Mm-hmm. What do you think? Go ahead and take a moment to guess. All right. Now we're going to let you know what it really is about.
Rainy day. It's the rainy day episode.
Wow.
Wow. Incredible.
You were right. Wow. You got it. Congratulations.
Well, and because guess what? I looked at my word thinking, what are we going to talk about today? We've talked about so much before, and now we have another episode to do. We need a new topic. Well, I looked at my window, and what do I see? Rain as far as far as I can tell outside.
Yeah, there's at least been rain out here as well. Oh, just saw a drop. So yeah, it's still raining.
Now my question is, are you feeling different today because of the rain? Are you feeling sad? Are you feeling gloomy? Or
no?
Are you blaming that feeling on the rain? Is your life in shambles and now you have a convenient excuse as to why you're feeling bad?
I was born in the rain.
You're whoa.
Born?
The rain forged me. The Bane. remember Bane?
Does he say fire when he does it?
Darkness. Darkness. He says darkness.
Eric's been working on all this Batman villain impressions.
No, just Bane. For the last 12 years since
that's what
Dark
Bane
Horizon.
Sounds like that.
Of course, yeah. Hello, of course, he sounds like that.
Hello, man. Hello.
Yeah, right.
Like a little British man, kind of.
I was doing that shit. I was like, I never thought I was good at impressions, and then Dark Knight Rises came out, and I was like, oh fuck, I believe I have a new talent. And my friends were liking it, as far as I could tell.
That was a dark period in your in our friendship. I remember
when I was doing the Bane voice.
Yeah, when you.
Damn, to know someone's in a mental crisis. Just whenever they're bringing the Bane voice out.
Yeah.
Well, what
I got
a rainy
stuck
days
in the rain yesterday for probably 30 minutes or so.
You were stuck in it doing outside?
I was commuting and it was simply pouring the whole time. I thought maybe I'll wait to see if it passes. This too shall pass, as they say. Vsa pryet, as they say in Russian. Maybe. Oh. And guess what? It didn't pass, and I had no choice but to go into it. And the experience was shocking. It was at first shocking because it was cold and wet. And I thought, well, I don't have the shoes for this. I don't have galoshes on by any means. And so then my socks started to get a little wet. But then as the minutes went by...
Oh, that's the worst.
It was the worst, but then as the minutes went by, I started to think, you know what? It's just water, and it's
so
totally
what?
Fine. Then I came home, and I took my socks off after that.
It's and where'd no you throw them things? Did you throw? Did you crumple them up and throw them in a corner, or did you let them dry out, as we were taught recently?
We were taught? What?
We're doing that home ec class for adults.
Night school home ec electives?
Oh, that would be fun.
I do feel like I need that. Not that bad. I just need that to get an ego boost because I'm already so good at that shit.
I want one of those, like, you know how they have those? I don't think we ever did this, but, like, you know how it's kind of like a classic trope of home ec where you get to take home, like, a baby, like a electronic baby, and, mm-hmm. and you get graded on, like,
if it survives. Parenting
skills.
You guys did electronic
ones?
It
survives. I bet you the baby tech for that has probably increased, you know, immensely, right?
Since there's no question.
Egg? Remember when it is an egg sometimes? They just give you an egg with a face on it?
That might have been your school and your classes.
Yeah, no, this is widely. Well, maybe it was just at very collegiate, pre-college type of schools.
We're going to give you guys an egg just to hold.
The teacher's like fading out on oxy, like has nothing. Like.
Teachers don't do that. Chill.
No, they don't.
That seems so fucking hard. Even just having a cat in the house right now, kind of like, God. Why does responsibility weigh?
Right. I would like to test out before I actually have a kid. I would like to have a test like that. You know what I'm saying? Just to feel it out. Maybe even for like 2 years. You know what I'm saying? Just
all right, Nate, ready? Baby's crying right now. Baby's crying. You're single father. You go. What are you
gonna
do?
Well, I would get up immediately and stop the podcast and because my family comes first before anything.
No, dude, you have effed this child because now it is dependent on you and it will be dependent on others as long as it lives. You let it cry until it passes out. That's the
Don't
way that I was
raised. Tell
me
how to fucking parent my fucking child, all right? I know your ass is fucking, you have the most fucked up kid on the planet. Like, you're talking to me as like...
Yeah, I'm raising the like Leon the Professional type kid.
Your kid's trying to plot and to kill you every
single
No,
you're
night.
Right, though. I actually learned this, that you're supposed to let the baby cry at nighttime. Like, you're not supposed to go into their bedroom and, like, help them out if they are crying at night. You just let them, like, kind of cry it out.
Can you imagine the pure terror of being a baby, an infant again? Jack, are you falling asleep?
No, me? Why? Does it look like it?
I looked over at you and I couldn't. I've never seen your eyes be that heavy on this podcast.
Yeah, that's just. I usually am kind of like that. No, I'm not. Okay, I'm full of crazy energy at times. What you just saying?
I was saying, can you imagine the terror of being a child? You just get thrown into this existence and then you're shut in a dark room in a terrifying cage.
Well, let me flip it to the next level.
Who you barely know are just right fucking two doors down, but it might as well be 2 miles.
Yeah, well, like you're filled up. You got fucking Gerber, full of Gerber baby food.
Dude, I just read this about baby, or actually didn't read it, but heard it from my friend who's a mother. Gerber baby food is out. Gerber baby food.
I believe that.
Is over.
What's in?
What's in is real foods for real
wet
people.
Wet food? Like a...
No.
Baby birding?
Like
it?
Literally.
Real foods?
Yogurt, blueberries, sweet potatoes, little pieces
but
of
how
chicken.
Do they, oh, it just has to be like mashed up.
Has
so
to be
kind of
mushed
that's
up.
That's the problem, right? They can't
well, they can
bite
still
on.
Grind that shit down with our gums.
And well, that, we can and invent like, something there. And you can suck on it, too. You can suck on anything down to liquid. We've discussed that, I feel like. Mm-hmm.
Right. We've done a whole series exactly. on that exact topic.
Rock sucking. It's like the Tootsie Pop thing. How many licks does it take? See what I'm saying?
How many sucks does it take?
How many sucks does it take to suck on a rock down to liquid? One. A two. Remember him?
The owl.
Yeah, the impatient impatient lollipop owl.
That damn-ass owl. I remember seeing that owl on TV because it's an old-ass cartoon that they've just been running since the 70s. And when I saw that owl, I felt like I've been born in the wrong time because I like the way these 70s cartoons are drawn.
Yeah.
I was meant to be alive then.
Damn, I just got hungry for those Tootsie Roll Pops.
Hungry?
I guess I don't know if hungry is the
damn. I'm fucking hungry. Yeah. Tootsie Pop.
You understand what I'm saying, Jack? You get that, right?
Of course I understand. I just candy? Had four single hot tamales right before this, and a little mini taco.
Okay, but back to the topic of the episode: rainy days.
Rainy days.
What do you do? Rainy days are amazing. It's God giving you the sign to take a break. You can't till the fields today. You can't harvest the crops. It's too wet. Why don't you stay inside by the fire and get caught up on culture? Get caught up with yourself or with your family. Hop under the electric blanket and rot in your bed.
And take it out on the world, too, for everybody listening who's on suicide watch. Now, a lot of people, what do they say is the highest rate of suicide? People who have...
100.
What? What does that mean?
Yeah, I guess.
What is 100?
What's the highest rate of suicide? Correct. That would be 100%.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a rate. I guess it could be a rate, right? 100 times a second? No, because then it's infinite. There's
so...
no,
you said, you asked, what is the highest rate? Do you mean where is the highest rate?
No, I don't know exactly how to phrase what I mean.
Or when.
But it'll make sense in context. And okay, I have the answer for it, too. It's more rhetorical than anything. It's that the people who have nothing to blame on the external, they have nothing to blame but the internal. And that's when they turn in. And that's when they take revenge on themselves.
Or society.
So, a little, well, no, that's something different. So what I'm saying is rain can be very positive for the mentally unwell.
Interesting.
It's grounding, it's humanizing. I'm not making that up.
It no, also you're promotes not at all. That's negative like when
ions
I was...
to come out of the ground and, you know, release.
I feel like I blamed a lot on sunsets when I was afraid of the sunsets. Remember those would make me feel when I was...
What an
my
interesting
anxiety was
thing.
Crazy.
It's really the opposite, too, because that's a thing of beauty.
I know. But I was able every day around 5 or 6 when I felt like I was, 10 miles outside of my own body, I was able to say, oh, it's just the sunset. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I didn't have to do the work of like...
Blame.
Huh?
You didn't...
Blame, putting blame on something.
I blamed
you know?
The beautiful sunset, one of the most regular things that we know of.
Well, Eric, have you ever considered this? Because what do you proclaim has fixed that?
I proclaim getting good rest via, which has been allowed by my sleep apnea treatment.
That's right. So now what's curious is, of all things, is that you are afraid of the sunset back then. Because what does the sunset imply? It implies going to sleep.
That sleep is
and it
near.
It implies the time of suffocation that you were experiencing.
Mm.
So it's almost quite interesting to conceive of a connection there.
That is almost quite interesting.
The universe is telling us things in ways that you have to, that aren't obvious. Okay,
exactly.
So we had to dig pretty deep to find that metaphor.
I know.
The answer is right there.
But I was in therapy for years trying to figure that out, and Jack just gave that shit to me for free.
Well,
I think he will be charging you.
You can invoice me, Jack.
All right. Once I figure out what that is, I'll send one over.
Can I invoice you guys for like...
Close. Yeah.
If I were to either give you some great advice or, you know, help you out with something that doesn't typically cost money as a friend... Would you be okay with me invoicing you for if I gave you some great advice and I was just like, hey, it'd be nice if you just like paid me $100. Like, would that be okay?
Nate, if we found out that you were very, very near losing your apartment or unable to eat or whatever, I would be asking you to invoice me for hella things. You know what I'm saying? And if I somehow gotten hella money,
oh, because then we can
I'd
write
be
it
begging you
too.
To invoice me. Dude, you look great today. Why don't you invoice me for how fucking good you look? It was just a pleasure looking at your face through the computer.
It's also a manners thing, too.
Yeah.
Because if you said, hey, man, I just gave you some good advice, can I have $100 now? I'd be like, who's this fucking guy? Where does he get off? What is he wearing, a jean jacket or something? But if you sent me an email with a PDF and a letter of recommendation from a friend, even though you've already done your service, just saying how good of a fit you are to be a friend and be giving an giving advice in that regard, and you had a nice little headshot or something, a little stamp and a company name, I'd say, God damn if I don't. That's really, I'd love that. And if that would incentivize you as well as a friend, because you don't do shit really, you know, for us a lot personally.
Right.
You hold it to yourself so that you can get ahead of us. And
well, I haven't been paid, you know, like from you guys, so, you know.
That's how
I would give you a lot more if you guys were paying me. That's for sure. Here, I wanted to bring this up. My friend works at Microsoft. Okay.
Oh, heard of it? Okay.
Yeah. Pause. The HP Windows.
How did you meet someone like that? That's awesome.
Through, you know, through my networking events I've been attending, I've been meeting a lot of different people in various industries.
Oh, don't spoil it.
My LinkedIn connections.
You're sneaking in as like a custodian, just like doing more work than you need to be there. Okay. Your friend works at Microsoft.
My friend works at Microsoft, and after 10 years, if you work at a company for 10 years, you get what's called a sabbatical, and you can take off, I believe, like 8 weeks or 2 months or something like that. You get just time off, paid. Okay. Now, why can't we apply that to friendship? Why can't we treat friendships like businesses, where maybe the 10 years that we've been friends, maybe I need 2 months off?
Like, dude, I know we were planning that awesome trip, but it's coming up on about 8 years since I've known you.
I really
and
just
I'm,
need
I'm gonna be yeah. blocking your ass for a couple
some
months.
Some friendships could benefit from some time apart, I think. Not that I'm saying it with you guys at all, okay? I'm not saying that at all. In fact, I want to spend more time with you guys.
Right.
But if you've been friends with somebody for 10 years and they have been draining you emotionally, financially, and
sexually,
yeah, sexually as well, draining you sexually, you deserve a
time off.
Yeah.
Some time off where you're just like, let's just take a break, and you know, it'll be fresh again.
Yeah,
you know?
Is there a different option? Like, if I'm like, hey, Nate's been 10, I know I'm owed 2 months, I'd be happy to take 2 months to go hang out with some like intramural soccer guy, financial bro guys, and kind of live that life friendship wise for 2 months or 8 weeks or whatever. Can I trade that in for like more, like I'll keep being your friend for that 2 months, but I get more out of it?
Like, see, could I hate this type of, you know, this type of attitude. The people that want to substitute things at restaurants is what you're talking about.
That's not what I'm
who
talking
are
about.
Asking that is basically the analogy that I'm going to give you here.
Okay.
You're saying, hey, it's not even on the menu, dude, that you can substitute tater tots for fries. You're asking just stick to the menu. The menu is you get 2 months off, all right? You can't hang out with...
Yeah. But the problem is you're dealing with a negotiator, an entrepreneur, and an innovator. So, and I know that the human mind is so malleable, especially from the standpoint of a salesman as myself. So it'd be...
right.
It'd be remiss to not try and negotiate something better out of it for both of us.
Right. And I want to let you know that I respect that. I respect that, but I disagree with your methodology.
Have you guys ever negotiated a salary for real?
Yes.
You have, Nate? When was this, bro?
I was like trying to get... I was trying to get probably like it was like 20, maybe the offer was like $22 an hour, which was a lot back in 2016.
Okay? Yeah.
And I was trying to get like $30 or $40 an hour.
This was
like,
at cars.com?
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. I like went into, I got hired to become a graphic designer there. So I went from like an account manager to the graphic design team, which I had probably no experience being a graphic designer. And I just knew
and they just
to
hired
Photoshop.
Your ass because you've been.
And you guys have seen my designs.
Of course,
right?
Dude. Of course.
I love your design.
The whole world has by now.
Yeah, it's not cars.com, but it's very. I'd drive a car that looked like that.
And how did they respond to you asking that?
I was doing so much research. I was like looking up all these YouTube tutorials on like how to negotiate a salary, like what you should say. Like I was like memorizing like scripts and stuff. Like what do they say once you counter? And I was imagining them to be like floored. Like no one's ever like came in with like this type of knowledge, these demands. We thought we could take advantage of you and you have outsmarted us. But it was like I didn't even get past like step one of the like they were just like, nope, it's like 20 an hour and that's it. Like we can't even, there's no budging at all. Like you can't negotiate this. And I was like, fuck it. I had a whole like fucking like basically show that I was gonna put on. Like
I think it's harder when it's like an hourly rate versus a salary, maybe, you know. So I don't think that's for lack of effort. And if I were to hire you, Nate, I would pay you at least $28 an hour.
That, God, I could cry right now. That makes me, that's really thoughtful of you. Thank you.
When I got a job at, I used to work at Discovery Communications.
Not Discovery Max?
It was like Discovery
Channel. Discovery Channel? Oh, shit.
It was like their education. Remember when I got that job?
And
it's like right
that.
When I met you. And my previous job, I had worked at this busted ass place. I'll put this place on blast, Coupon Cabin. This was one of the most evil companies I can imagine. They would hire us. They hired all these like part-time workers and like wouldn't like let us go above a certain amount of hours, so we couldn't get like healthcare and stuff. And we were getting paid like $12 an hour to write basically fake. It was like a bunch of monkeys like in a lab where they were like, you guys are all SEO experts. And so we're going to have all these little ads that go out on the internet for coupons. And we need you to write at least like 250 characters or like 300 characters and make up little stories about the ads and why it's fun. And so every day I'd write like 40 ads. Which would
violently
be
violently
like,
hungover too.
So hungover, like checking the clock. It's gone like 2 seconds. Writing this horrible ad, getting paid no money, right out of college. Like I was so unsure about my life at that point. Anyway, so I did a whole year of that. And they had these extravagant holiday parties too, where like all the full time workers seemed to be like millionaires to me. And I was like cooking black beans on the stove every night. Anyways.
This is what I would like to ask you, Eric. If you could go back and talk to that version of Eric, what would you say to him?
I would say, what's curious is that you are in pain right now, and life is difficult, and your window is broken at home, and it gets cold in the winter, and you don't have the wherewithal to fix it, so you wear your sweats and sweatshirt to bed with a beanie on and extra socks. That's now. But if you change anything, you risk the fabric of time and space that will lead to one of the most pleasurable lives you can imagine in 2024. So don't change a thing. Do not change a single thing. Just know some crazy ass shit is coming down the pike, bitch. Stay. Just keep rowing. Just keep going.
He fucking
Dory,
punches
the
you
Dory
in the stomach,
robs
you, beats the shit out of you.
Oh yeah, I forgot I was kind of violent like back then.
You're crazy.
But then I started making 20. Then I got a new job because of a guy that I met at an improv class, because I saw him. Here's why I recognized that he had a good job. He at the bar after improv class bought one of those beers called Le Fin du Monde. It's like this, it has the gold foil top.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like,
you don't
damn.
Gotta tell us, man.
How the hell could you afford that? I didn't ask him that, but I did kind of go over to him like, what do you
making
do for
like
work?
45K, like the,
dude,
the
I mean,
lowest tier
even
salary.
Less. Because he was like, oh, I work at Discovery. I was like, dude, are they hiring? And he's like, yeah, they are. And so I put my name in the ring and I got the job, and it was $20 an hour, but it was contract work. So actually with taxes and like I was paying for healthcare. So really I was probably making about like 15, 14. But literally, I was like walking on. I was like, I don't know how I can spend all this shit. And I remember like we got to dinners. I was buying people drinks. Really didn't understand. And then I looked at my W-2 for that job recently, and it was like so low, like 20.
I love that you always, every tax year, look at your entire history to have the full context, by the way, and make sure that your I's and T's are dotted and whatnot for the IRS.
I need to know this because that's the last thing I'd want to do is defraud the government of money it's owed.
Well, the IRS is looking at you. You're like America's most wanted IRS style. Like they're just,
I know.
Yeah, they're trying to trick you, basically.
I'm sending them chocolates. Every holiday I send them something edible.
Yeah.
The IRS.
Mm-hmm.
Something.
Thank you.
Dude, I worked at the only like 9-to-5 adjacent job I had was in Chicago. I worked for an HR company for like a month downtown. It was so fucking nuts. It was like that nobody had smartphones. It was like their thing. So everybody had to, you had to hit them on their home phone or on the office phone. And they would have me make the most busted like graphic design videos for their websites and ads for their social media and stuff. And I would be like working so like fucking like 8 hours straight trying to do all these little animations and make like like screenshotting their website and then like trying to like learn After Effects and I'd be like in the, I would like go into a little office because there was no money for putting music on it, and I would go in the little office and try to make a royalty-free song by like whistling into my laptop on GarageBand, like like one of those royalty-free business thingies, and eventually when I quitted, one of the person who I was like, hey, I quit, they were like, hey, just so you know, in the future, don't ever let anybody pay you $15 an hour for this type of work ever again, because you're using your own equipment, you're using your own laptop, you're doing all these things, like you're a fucking idiot.
You quit after a week?
It was probably a month, but it should have been
but you know what, could have been a lifetime. That I guess like younger people that you could take advantage of in that way monetarily kind of make the creative arts system, that industry, the world, they make the, what am I,
you got
here?
It, you got
they
this.
Make
the, I know
they
you
make
got
the
it.
World go
Joy
around.
Joy Tactics.
All right.
Oh, the whole world?
Because if you didn't have these fucking, these dumbass fucking interns that, you know, that I've been using to get my laundry done and that sort of stuff, how could I focus on editing this podcast and giving my all to this every for the couple hours a week that I really need to be locked into this shit, you know?
I know
what I'm
you
saying?
Do. Where are you finding these interns, by the way?
I'm finding them by begging, you know, going to college, going to USC, begging people, promising them,
you know, what's an interesting thing you can do? Because you can go on the Finding Pedophiles Research Database or whatever and see all the sex offenders in your area. Red dot, red dot, red dot, red dot. These are people who need second chances. These are people who are willing to walk into your startup company and say, oh my God, you approached me. I thought I was as good as dead. So I know we're looking for an intern army at Joy Tactics. So just a strategy that I've just come up with.
I don't appreciate this style of joking or this humor. I didn't sign up for this when I said let's do a podcast
Eric
together.
Got a commercial with Alicia Keys, and he's like trying so hard not to get canceled. Eric's in a Chobani web commercial.
I just got a Chobani web commercial.
Break up with your girl. Move that. Out. Move to Maui.
So... rainy days.
Damn, yeah, this one's having a hard time sticking. We're hitting all these interesting topics. Children, the corporate world. Why can't we stick to a rainy day? You know what I'm saying? Why is that one hard to stick to? When actually that's where I'm the most comfortable.
Well, this is what I wanted to say about rainy days, is that you think that you should, a rainy day is an excuse to stay inside, to disrupt your routine, to disrupt the progress that you've been making every single day, killing it, obtaining your goals. So I think that a rainy day is when you should go harder, go deeper, go outside, go for that sprint fucking VO2 max run, all right, and get all fucking wet, get that workout in, work all fucking day and night while other people are, because everybody during a rainy day is being all lazy, and this is when you can get ahead. All right,
and guess what that means, by the way.
What,
for the next 2 weeks after that, while everybody's catching up on the work that they could have done on that rainy day, you are going to be networking in the hospital with pneumonia from running around in the rain,
right,
meeting people and individuals that have a ton of money.
And who is going to be in the hospital with the pneumonia? All the people that were doing, that were grinding too hard on that rainy day. So you're with high value males, high value women.
That's the new board of directors.
Yep. Exactly. Go to a ER on New Year's Day and see if you don't find the coolest people you've ever heard about.
See a couple guys you want to mine lithium with remotely.
Yep.
That's what I'm talking about. I didn't tell you guys my new business idea, but I want to mine lithium.
Oh, you showed me the drones that you've been
remotely.
Well, what you can do is you can get a drone.
I don't want to have to do it. I want to pay people less than nothing to do it for me.
But you still want to operate it.
Right. Well, and then not less than nothing. Less than nothing for me, which is actually a very high amount of wealth for someone else.
Right. Oh, you told me about this. You have, you're basically on like a, you give them AirPods in a foreign country and you just
AirPods,
like are kind of talking to them like, go
American
ahead,
candy and fucking cigarettes that I steal.
Gushers.
Gushers. Oh, wait. I wanted to say this, clear up a misconception, right? So from the way that I was talking about rainy days, you would think I like just chilling and not doing anything, right? That's what
right.
you think, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it was a rainy day today, wasn't it?
It still is.
Yeah.
How do you believe I started my day, even though I had two martinis with dinner last night and I woke up feeling fucking... And God. I fell asleep on my phone, nodded out looking at my phone at 1:30.
Well, nobody could survive that, so you probably woke up and did some online gambling, ate a pint of Ben and Jerry's, and, you know...
That's what a loser would do. That's what most losers would do.
Well, then what did you
do? For me,
you
I took
do,
my
man?
Dog for an 8-minute walk. Then I made some coffee.
8 minutes.
Then I did some work. Then I went to the gym and hurt my shoulder doing bench press. And then I hit something called Jacob's Ladder and
what
did intense
happened?
Cardio till I was...
What is,
I
what?
Coughed. I coughed. So okay. Let that sink in before you start throwing accusations around of, oh, you like it being you like being cozy, la la la. Yeah, I like that, but I also like fucking working my ass off till it gets all red and sore.
Oh. Your ass gets red and sore?
Jesus.
Yeah, my ass gets all fucking red and sore after I work.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, can I fuck? I just thought of this just now.
Okay,
what is
this?
It?
Has nothing to do with rainy. With rain or rain.
It's okay.
Days.
It's okay.
But it has to do with water a little bit so that we can tangentially.
I bet you, yeah.
Speaking of, got a case of this.
Speaking
anyways,
of.
Anyways.
Liquid death.
That looks kind of looks like
oh,
water.
You have a plate. Nice. Yeah. So if you want to feel like you've accomplished something, do a DIY. Fix plumbing fix. Okay, so my toilet, I don't even know how to describe this. There was something fucked up with the handle. It wasn't working, okay, and it was connected to the flapper. You know, you guys don't know any of this shit because you guys have never fucking done any sort of handyman work in your entire fucking lives. You have
my
no
great.
Fucking idea how to fix a cover.
The
how
chain
to screw
wasn't
in
tight
a nail,
enough. The chain wasn't tight enough. Am I right?
Well. You're wrong, actually.
God, would it surprise you to know my great-grandfather, who came here with no money and his parents died when he was 15, was a plumber in the Bronx?
Oh, my God, Eric. No way.
Are you kidding?
Your great-grandfather, too?
Yeah,
the Bronx,
I guess that's how
cool.
He was 5'2".
I totally under... No,
not that that's
you know
funny.
That.
Not that that's funny.
Back then, 5'2" was like being
5'2"
James on crack.
Yeah.
So your lineage is evolving in height. kind of.
That's right. My brother's 6'5". Okay, so Nate, you fixed your toilet.
So I fucking was like, you know what? I'm not going to. And by the way, my landlord isn't paying for plumbing fixes. Isn't that fucked up?
I'll get you in touch with a lawyer. Tenants' rights lawyer. Don't even worry about it.
This is so messed up. I had to pay for my fucking fridge to get fucking fixed. Are you fucking kidding me? I'm renting this apartment.
I don't own
this fucking refrigerator. Am I being taken advantage of?
You're being taken.
I'll put them on blast. Howard Management. Yeah. Whoopsies. You messed with the wrong guy.
That's funny.
You didn't know I had a podcast that goes out to thousands of people.
Nate is clearly like podcasting from the back of his Prius for the next 3 months.
Nate, well, are you going to take the refrigerator with you or mess it up again on the way out?
I should own like a chunk of it at this point because I put fucking.
How much did you have to pay for the fridge to get
fucking shit
fixed?
And it was, and the thing is, I think it was a minor fix. Like, it was something I could have looked up. Anyways, I was like, I'm not going to fucking pay for a plumber to come out because I'm going to try and figure this shit out. And I was like, I went to Home Depot and I just used common sense and a YouTube tutorial. Mm. And guess what? I fucking did the damn thing.
Damn.
And I went into my bedroom and my girlfriend was doubting me, which I don't know why she was. Mm-hmm. Even though I've, you know, come through on many different various projects and things in the past.
Yeah.
She was doubting me and I went in and I said, yeah, it's fucking go check.
Why don't and you that go was shit, one of the girl. Best feelings. Try that out. Okay, sorry. So
no, but it just felt amazing to like just fix something, you know.
There is nothing like getting a little. I'm one of the least handy people that exists by choice because I'm very naturally inclined to be able to fix things and knowing how they work. But I just would rather be writing and drawing. But fix it, you know, just doing the small. It makes you feel so fucking good with it. You know what I mean?
Well, doing a little gardening. I do know what you mean.
Good
God. And it's going to be, you're going to be needing to we need to return to this. I would say, because look at the way AI is going, all of these fools paying $100,000 a semester to go to college at, I can't think of a fucking college. You Loyola. Are fools because, all right, great. Because there's going to be no jobs besides manual laborious on the spot. On call-in jobs, plumbing, coming in to fix the plumbing. These are things that can't be automated, that can't be AI'd. So what are we waiting for? And by the way, Joy Tactics, this... Yeah, we're probably next when it comes to the AI. I've already seen
you
a case.
You can't automate this style of speaking.
Yeah, good luck trying to automate this type of seamless transition from topic to tangential thoughts to...
To riding the line between joking and being kind of... These kind of self-help guys and like saying too much about our personal lives.
And
no one else can do that shit.
And beatboxing.
Yeah, I would love to see a robot.
I'd love to
AI
see
AI can't beatbox yet, can they? They can't make noises yet, can they? They can only make words, but they can't.
Right.
That's right, man. Appreciate you contributing.
Sure, it's fun today.
Well.
So my next question for you guys is this. Eric, keep your eyes right there. You are entering a new mindset. Okay, what do you do? Because you call it a rainy day, but zoom out. Sometimes a rainy day from the back hits a rainy day from the front and turns into a rainy week. And then all of a sudden it's a rainy month. And then it's a rainy year. And then it's a rainy life. If you live in the rainforest as well, for sure. So, what do you do then? How do you analyze a moment? Is it a rainy minute to go in the other direction? How do you deal with all this rain?
And Mother Nature is what you're talking about right now. Which is so interesting.
Thanks. Yeah, what else should we talk about?
Eric, are you going to say something or are you just kind of like just...
Jesus. I was just thinking about it like this. So, Jack, you're saying what if
You here?
Got a frog in my throat today. What if a rainy day is the rule and not the exception? That's what you're saying. What if it doesn't stop? What if the pain? Yeah, just
sort of. What I'm saying is framing and context and scope. So looking at a rainy day versus a rainy second, right? So maybe the rain is only for 1 second, but what we're really talking about is context and circumstances which are trying. In this case, it's in the form of wet molecules, and often cold molecules will exacerbate the feeling of how trying it is when there is a rainy day. But it's it's not actually about the rainy day, because if you lived in an area that was on fire every single day because it's the apocalypse and you got to get out there and have a gun and this and that, you're looking at the rain going, thank God, or whatever. If you live in a dry area, you're thinking, thank God. So what we're not actually really talking about is rainy days when we say that, are we? We're talking about...
You know, now I get it.
Hardness.
No, we're not talking about rainy days.
Hardness.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe we're not talking about that.
You know, I will say that, you know, I wanted this to be about the cozy things that we do when it's dark and stormy outside and you're forced to crawl under the covers. So we're going to have another episode called The Cozy Episode, and we'll be doing it from our blanket forts, and that's where I'll be reading some Harry Potter fan fiction I've been writing, and and Jackie can make the sounds of a fireplace while I read it. But this one, I guess, is more about what do you do in the face of constant discomfort when the easiest out is just leaving
this
planet.
What was that?
Huh?
You've been kind of glitching a lot this episode.
Well, I have things going on that I haven't told you guys about medically, and I'd appreciate it if you don't fucking bring it up on this, the public episode. All right.
No problem, man.
No problem.
Can I address what's behind me right now? If you're watching right now,
please.
You're staring at about 6 cases, 24 racks of Modelo, a Kirkland margarita mix, as well as 1.75 liters, 2 of them of Kirkland brand tequila. Now, why would I need so much alcohol in my apartment?
Angle on you, Nate, is really good.
Is it because I'm a raging alcoholic and this is what I go through on about a week's time? No, I barely drink because I need to be focused on my projects.
Because you can't handle alcohol like I can.
Exactly. No one can, Eric. But this is for, this is going to be dropping Monday. And guess what? While you're listening to this, we are going to be in a room with around 200 to 250 like-minded individuals who are going to be laughing and drinking and getting fucked up out of their minds while watching 3 of the most goated rising podcasters and comedians on planet Earth.
And actors as well, producers.
And actors as well, sorry, Connor and filmmakers and producers. And entrepreneurs doing stand-up comedy. It's going to be beautiful, and it's a DIY event.
Nate, let me ask you. Oh, that's margarita mix. That's for distributing the margaritas. Are those plastic buckets? Damn.
Hello, mezcal style. If I'm not mistaken.
Well, it's actually tequila, but I know I said I was going to be mezcal.
All right.
Well, how much are we charging for margaritas?
How much should we charge? I'm wondering.
Should we have a secret code for discounted drinks for Joy Tacticians?
No, because then everybody's going to tell.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Nice try, guys.
I think margaritas should be... I think we should go cheap with it. I think margaritas
should we make
be,
nothing on
let's
the
go
fuck?
In
we should
the
make
red.
Nothing
make
and get everybody faded as possible. Everybody drive home.
$1 beers.
And wake everybody
I think we should
up.
Have a transparency markup on the menu. It's like, here's how much it, because this is like $1 a beer right here.
Yep.
Okay. $1.10 or something a beer. So we could put the markup. Hey, listen, we're going to be selling this for $16. So like, just so you know, like we're making $15 off of this. And I know that's a lot for a 12-ounce can of Modelo, but right. Eric is blessing it before he's praying for the
spitting
alcohol.
On all the fucking mouth fully dry, no spit left.
And what
did you get? What should we do?
Did you get straws, should we do Nate?
Yeah, for the margaritas.
Are
they
paper
straws?
Plastic.
I got
God.
Styrofoam cups and straws.
Oh, bruh.
Smart.
And I'll say this. If you're coming to the show and you want to bring liquor to contribute, or you want to have us try some liquor, please do it. Bring as much liquor as you want.
So Eric has just now made this a BYOB event.
Damn. And we have. I could see something, you know, not that chill happening. Could you?
I could absolutely see that happening.
I don't think anybody is built to deal with that. A fucking next level blackout drunk individual.
Oh, well, that's why we have bouncers and security guards.
Well, this is a private event. This isn't a theater. This isn't like a place that needs to like. This is our private event, okay? And if you're gonna get out of line, if you're gonna fucking get blacked out drunk, which we want you to. But in a non-disruptive way, we want you to be like kind of quiet and blacked out drunk.
Right. Just
like
we kind got of not suffering saying anything. In yeah. silence.
Yeah.
We got all the.
Don't tell anybody.
Beer.
If you're going to be loud and rude and disrespectful, we're going to fucking kick your ass. And
I'll
really
kill
get
you.
The mob mentality. Everybody in the room is just
yeah.
going
to. Witch hunt.
Is going to yeah. be chasing you out of that fucking place. So just know before you come in with that
Do
sort of
Do you think
attitude
the world will end that night?
Well, you know, well, it's because that's the day of the eclipse, right? The day that
that's
this comes
because
out.
That's because of the, it happens. No, it's no mistake. The show starts
God.
At the exact second that the sun will be blocked out from the Earth.
Should we do a solar eclipse podcast? That it happens at 11 a.m. to 12:30.
Well,
LA.
We won't be able to
see
it in L.A., will we? That pisses my ass
yeah,
off.
Yeah, you will.
No, you can't.
You will.
You can't.
Yeah.
Really?
There was a thing at the I saw a flyer that was like, you can, I don't know, it's happening at like around noon.
Right around noon, it's going to be pitch black for about 3 milliseconds. Let's rob somebody.
I don't
somebody.
Quite know which one. Maybe that's the other.
Oh, you could take a nap too during that.
I cannot believe that these celestial bodies are moving around us in this way. Can you believe that,
Eric? That's
you know what
not
I'm
what's happening.
Huh?
You think that the Earth is the center of the gravitational universe?
The heliocentric
model?
All
around. We're moving around them. They're moving around. Obviously, the sun's fixed in the middle. That's the densest physical object in our solar system, to say the least.
Okay, just checking.
So, yeah, I know this. I've written essays on it. I know how this functions.
All right,
but
man,
around us in the galaxy, other solar systems whipping around, the moon whipping around us.
I can't believe it sometimes, thinking about just how big it is.
Who could have designed this but a god?
Good God. Who could have?
What could have designed this but a god?
Maybe a video game designer could probably come as close as anybody I know, but beyond that, I don't know.
Do you guys want to hear my astrophysical theory? Which I don't think
yes.
has ever been
of course,
oh my God. It's time.
Stated before.
We earned it?
I think a physicist would be astounded. And I hope I inspire somebody who really knows what they're talking about and doing in some of at Oxford University at one of these top tier MIT sort of programs mm-hmm. to really dig into this. Because I think I got it. I think I figured
Let's
it
hear
out.
It. Let's hear it.
So this is, I'm not even kidding you. I thought this is what I think is going down. Okay, this is this is in terms of parallel realities, okay, and dimensions. So the universe is constantly expanding, correct?
Right. I
presumably.
Yes, thank you for that. Thank you, Eric. So the universe is constantly expanding, all right?
Yeah.
Now, I think that the universe, it's infinitely expanding, so it's always been drifting further and further apart. So in an infinite time frame... universe, let me just I've never
it.
Said this out loud. This has just been in my journals and I
Now you know how I feel.
Why is it so funny to talk about writing essays for like nobody? Like,
it's the best.
But anyways, okay, so if you imagine our current universe expanding, okay, over trillions times to the exponential, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Eventually, it's going to drift so far apart that there's absolutely, it's, you know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? It just is.
Okay. There's going to be very far apart.
Everything's so far apart.
Right.
That it's going to create a vacuum and then it's going to start over. That's where the big
what
bang
do you mean?
Comes in.
Why would it create a vacuum?
I don't know. Again, I'm not
no,
a physicist.
No, why would it create
just
a vacuum if it's so far apart? Because if you and me get farther and farther away from each other, you're saying there becomes a point when there's nothing, we don't exist anymore?
I think there's what's too much nothing that it kind of, that's when the Big Bang happens, when there's like too much of nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like it spreads out so far apart.
Dark
that's
matter.
Like, oh, there's so much nothing right here. That let's just make one of these explosions and then it happens again.
Let's just make one of these explosions.
I have a question that's, about
so
dark
again
matter.
I don't have the mathematical equations to prove this. I don't have that type of information. All right, I'm just a person who has the creative ideas. All right, I'm saying this is the design of it. All right,
you should hire like a 19-year-old like math SAT tutor and be like, I don't need to fucking take the SATs. I already did that shit. Help me figure this shit out right now. Let me figure out when the right amount of time, the universe will become a vacuum and everything restarts again.
But I'm saying that it happens like that's where the parallel realities come from. Okay.
Well, you when you say parallel, you're saying that, what does that mean? That there's two universes, that makes it into two universes at the same time?
Exactly. So if time isn't linear, you know what I'm saying? It's
Are you
happening
saying
again,
that...
and there's another reality. So there's another Earth being created, and everything is happening in the same exact way, but little tiny changes are happening.
Can I just tell you guys that these are the type of conversations that kings would have had scholars killed for back in the day? We would use that's why guilds were made and people wore dark cloaks, is because they would, if you were caught or talking about something like this blasphemous, death to all of them.
Don't be so cocky right now, Eric, that you don't still live in that time. Look at Boeing. Look at the Hillary Clinton body count.
Don't get me started.
Okay,
Boeing issue.
I don't believe either of those.
I can tell you're holding back of some of the ideas you have because you're afraid.
I'm too close to the Boeing issue. I'll just say that much. And the House of Cards is beginning to fall.
I was forged by Houses of Cards as well.
Oh, I'm playing this fucking incredible, sick new game that Dan Sloan told me about and Danny.
Oh, what's it called?
Catlo. Balatro.
Oh yeah, I looked that up. It looks like fucking. It looks. I was like, "What? This is the game that you guys are fucking addicted to."
It's
solitaire.
So. Nah. It's not solitaire, dude. Jack, you would love this fucking game. It's like a roguelike game. You can power up the card. You're powering up just like 52 card deck, and trying
can you
to
make
beat
real money off of it and meet real women on it.
No. Are you talking about your Malaysian poker women's poker group that you infiltrated?
No, any gender can be in this poker group. And I'm the only person who's allowed to not be from Malaysia, but that's my way of making friends globally.
You guys are all smoking chiefing cigs, wearing those green, you know, those like green see-through poker hats.
Oh, yeah. They should give those out at casinos.
I just spent $55 on this new quote-unquote vintage Tommy Bahama button down for when we go to Atlantic City. It has like poker cards on the back, and I thought it looked so sick in the picture, but up close it looks so tacky. I'm fucking
crap. Oh, I hate that.
I know. Rob. I'm gonna wear it anyways. Maybe it's cool.
Yeah, hopefully. And you don't want to return it, do you? Because it just it's.
I don't have the energy to return something.
Sometimes
I didn't. My mic is sitting right now on a pair of Converse that were too big. That I just haven't returned a box of Converse. You can, well, Nate, I would give them to you, but you have freakish feet.
Freakish. Interesting adjective to describe how my body is naturally.
Michael Jordan's a freak.
I know he is.
In the sheets.
You know what I mean? That's the highest compliment.
MJ.
So, we bodied the topic. Rainy days. We didn't go cozy with it.
I would give us a D minus, I would say, for sticking to the topic.
Okay.
We had a few rallies where we tried to bring it back, but we couldn't figure out how to do
it. But our highest grade ever has probably been a C plus. So if you grade it on that scale, we probably did like a B minus. Or so.
And sometimes, sometimes the worst grade you ever get is the most you ever learned. Could have learned.
Wow,
that is so interestingly true.
Well,
and I don't really like scoring, and I don't like.
Grades. You're afraid of capitalism and competition. That's why you're such a fucking loser, man.
No, I'm not. I actually welcome it, and I like it, and it drives me to be better.
I literally didn't even mean that. I just said that to drive you even further. Every time crazy mean to you and texting you in the middle of the night, like, videos of me and my family laughing at you and pictures of you, it's to motivate you. You got this.
That's why you do that. Okay.
So.
Should we sing a little
song? The thing about this podcast is, if you haven't listened to us before, we are fixated upon joy. And what we like to find out from each other every single episode. What?
I said we're obsessed with it.
We're obsessed with joy. What we like to investigate every episode is what our fellow, the other ones, became joyful from.
The way you said that is...
this is a little worrying for how my brain is doing.
But I get what you're saying. Every episode, imagine that somebody listening to this for the first time, that's beautiful. Because a lot of people have listened to every single episode and they wish that they could watch Star Wars for the first time again with those fresh eyes. So if you're listening to this for the first time, I know there's a couple people out there that are listening to this for the first time. Welcome. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like we don't say that enough. Welcome. We appreciate you sticking around this far. And just to let you know, the episodes get better and better.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to immediately give us $5 a month, you get extra episode every single week. And guess what? The Patreon episodes are even better. I know that's hard to believe and hard to fathom something being better than what you're just listening to now.
Is this a Patreon episode?
No, it's not.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Positive.
Are you sure?
I know you can't. We already recorded it. But anyways.
How many episodes? All right. I need to redact some of my statements in
but
which case.
I just want to say just welcome to the tactician community. We need to do a fucking meetup. Tacticians at a bar. Do.
Yeah.
At a nude bar.
It's making me cry. That hasn't happened yet.
A non-sexual nude bar.
Nude smoking bar.
That's what I'm going to invent. It's like no touching allowed, no sexual contact, no lewd gestures, but nude.
How bright is it?
No lube.
No, huh?
No lube.
It is hella fucking next level fluorescent bright so I can get over my fear of fluorescence.
That's great. That's a great strategy.
And my body image issues. Okay, so... what gave you guys, I guess I'll just put it this way. Nate, what gave you joy this week?
Direct. I loved it. Fucking just.
You loved this week? What did you say?
So, yes, but what gave me joy this week, which was my acupuncturist is going above and beyond. I'm doing acupuncture.
Acupuncture.
And I'm not, and that's the way I say it, all right? And you just have to accept that. Look at you laughing.
I don't know why that one's really tickling me. Acupuncture.
I've been going to this guy for maybe a month now or something, and I think he's Armenian, but I noticed that I said acupuncture weird, and I was like, I'm not saying it right, but I'm gonna keep on saying it the way that I want to say it. All right. And I'm not going to let people like you bring me down and tell me that.
Oh, my God.
What I'm doing is wrong. You hear me?
What are these facial expressions?
I was trying to respond non-verbally, but yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
What the hell?
No, I felt that.
That's cool, man. On a podcast.
Eric's just addicted to drama.
I am.
But this guy's been hooking it up. I feel like he's been doing advanced. he's been going like, you know, I'm like, dude, I can take the
where's
shit.
He been? He's putting the wide gauge needles in.
I'm like bleeding like crazy on the fucking table. Like,
can you do couples acupuncture where you both kind of connect? You connect two people through the needles.
Oh, dude, that's
I don't think anybody's ever been connected by a needle.
Well,
not yet.
That's where I come in. Needle connector. Needle connecting acupuncture.
Where'd he slide that shit on you, Nate?
Yeah, did you get it all over?
He's been sliding it in a couple different areas. And he's been going, like I said, he can tell that I'm sort of an advanced spiritual and consciousness being. So he's like, oh shit, I know I can fucking put this straight into his eyeball or something, you know? Like he's fucking with me. And I'm like, go ahead. He's fucking
putting the Blink-182 logo and needles on your head, forehead, taking a picture for Instagram.
I want to be his his guinea pig, dude. Like, do some experimentation on me, man.
Are you tipping him?
Of course I'm tipping him, man. I tip all of my...
But no, I'm not talking about leftovers or whatever. I'm talking about tip.
No.
So,
I am giving him some
leftover pulled pork from the luau that I hosted last night. It's like hasn't been refrigerated.
So what's a version of... what's like that? Is there like a happy ending version? Like... For acupuncture, that's not like jerking off or
I'm
something.
Trying to think.
Like,
yeah,
that's just a full fucking cut.
Just a French.
You know what I'm saying?
Just that's just slice a knife
slice me up.
Just get your blood let.
There's probably a place that'll off. Just straight up jack you off after a acupuncture session.
Well, I don't like to hear that
session.
That's fucking weird.
There probably is these days.
All right, Eric. What
gave me joy? I'll put it. It's service oriented too. I recently bought a really nice beard trimmer.
Norelco?
And I used it.
Phillips?
No, it's called a Wall. No, no. Wall. It's called like the Magic Clippers or something. It looks cool. It looks like the ones that they have in a barbershop. But I realize I'm not advanced enough to use them. And I think last time I fucked it up.
Oh, Eric, dude, are you bringing them to LA?
No, dude. I'm just gonna use yours.
Okay, you gonna step in the barbershop?
Yes, sir. No, but I go down to this guy on my street who I've been getting my hair cut from the last about 6 months. And I was like, can you just do a trim and line me up? So he lined me up, did the beard. And something about not having the haircut but just getting lined up felt like I was paying for ASMR. Because you go in there and it's just... This is one of the best experiences I've ever had. He smells like aftershave. He feels like he's from the 1950s. He says two words to me. He's going in. He's lining it up. Then he takes the straight edge razor, right?
Oh,
he dips
shit.
The thing in barbicide. Then he gets the single use razor out, clips it in there, and he goes, K-k-k-k, and then he starts shaving down the back of my neck. And that feeling, I'm getting like goosebumps the whole time. It's just, I feel him. He's probably weirded out by how I'm acting. But it was so nice and pleasurable.
Yeah.
And
that's quite amazing.
You've been serviced as well.
I've been serviced in my own way. Now, Jack.
Yeah.
What?
Well, what gave me joy, some might say. What's funny is during what you were just saying, I wonder if you'll be able to hear that Birdie, the cat, walked in. She's usually too afraid to walk into the office, but she walked in. And hissed at me twice and then left. And that was funny.
Wow.
But what gave me joy, inspiration, and hope in a heartless world where I need a haven to secure me down like an anchor to reality? I'll tell you right now. Chips. I had these. Man, these chips are so good. These are the...
What chips?
You know these chips. I wish I could remember the brand, but it comes in the... It's the tortilla
chips.
Chips? just wait. They're not turtle chips. Those things are nasty. It's
a milagro?
Just right. I don't know. It might be that. What? Well, it's the tan bag of tortilla chips. The ones that are agave jalapeno. Yes. Ooh. And so what happened is we ate the whole freaking thing down to the crumbles at the end. And so it's funny thinking about it's wasteful because you can't dip those in salsa anymore. But who wants to have all these crumblies? So I'm just thinking there's got to be an invention that will be a tortilla rehydrator and recombiner or something for the bottom end of the chips that are going to waste. And it's funny saying this now, knowing that it gave me joy here, and then to be able to say, oh my God, I just made the first Fortune 500 Forbes list for my chip end of bag combining thing. That will have given me joy this time next year.
Mm. Eternal. That's called eternal joy.
Eternal joy, the gift that keeps on
giving. Are you trying not to yawn right now?
No.
Are you trying to go to Las Vegas right now?
Oh, yeah. Nate's about to head to Vegas. That's why you're all dressed up.
I'm about to be in Vegas, Las Vegas, Nevada. Viva.
How much? What's your gambling budget?
Well, some people go to Vegas to gamble. Some people go to Vegas to engage in nefarious activities.
Right.
Why am I going to Vegas? Well, for something that is more important than that. Family.
Dance competition.
B-boy.
Where you're dancing with a partner and you don't hear the song until you're in the... It's improv dance. Have you seen that?
I've seen that.
No.
So that shit's fucking dance? Sick. Interpret it. Well, it's like improv. They hear the song for the first time.
Oh, dude, I would
when they're competing. Oh, I would fucking put a whole dance
body here. That shit, dude. Give me one of those. Would. Let me know if there's one of them in LA. I'm showing up. That's a promise. That's a Joy Tactics promise.
I have Google alert set up. I'll just fucking
oh, okay.
Show you how I did that.
But yeah, I'm meeting up with my sister there. She's there for a business conference, and
that'll be.
We're just going to be more fun than I could imagine. 2 days. Yeah.
And then we'll see you on Friday. Oh,
yeah. We're going to be in LA. We're going to be doing some in-person records. None of this Zoom shit. We're going to be connecting in IRL. Hopefully we get a bunch in. We'll see.
I think we can.
Yeah.
Through from the hotel.
Let's bring a tattoo artist.
Oh.
All right. I got to go. I have something amazing to do.
All right.
Well, okay. You never are specific about that. You just always say
no,
because
I don't want to let people in too much. Okay, bye guys.
Bye.
And peace. Much love. Ooh, cool, Jack.
It's the rain thing.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.